In my family, I'm the golden child. And I let everyone think that.
I think you're one of the most successful people that I know, honestly.
My cousin, Lamar.
When you do great in school and my mom finds out, she comes home, Lamar, why can't you be like your cousin Melissa? She's doing all these great things for her life. Don't you want to be like her? She's a great role model.
Are we talking about the same Melissa?
Maybe you might be the first president. Whoa. And I mean woman president. I'm like, yes, that's my daughter.
She always says that. But I tell her I don't want to be the president. I want to be a diplomat.
Do you know what a diplomat is and what they do?
Sort of.
As long as she's convinced I have a plan, she doesn't need to know any more than that.
I really want your job. Can you tell me what it's like?
Well, if I tell you what it's like, you may change your mind.
Susan Rice is the first African-American woman to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. I've been telling people since ninth grade that I want to wind up where she is.
I feel strongly like what the U.N. does and how it helps people, and I'd like to bring the U.S. views into like the U.N., see how we can do it, make it a world better place.
That's great. Yeah. I love that.
This sounds like a Miss America speech. But I'm serious. I really do want world peace.
You clearly are somebody who does your homework and cares a lot about doing your best and succeeding.
Some kids at school call me Oreo and I hate it. Do you know what that means? Do you know what Oreo is?
I do. But why do they call you that? Because you're hardworking and ambitious?
They think I don't exactly fit into, like, the black stereotype.
I get really frustrated and impatient with that kind of mentality. It's a backward-looking mentality, and it's, frankly, racist. I believe that we are all who we say we are and who we want to be.
I really want to be the super high achiever that Susan Rice, my mom, and my cousin think I am. It's just, I'm not. The reason kids call me white isn't because I'm hardworking and ambitious.
Yeah, the reason why I think you white is because of the people you hang out with. That's it.
I hang out with the really smart people, and I talk like them.
You over-enunciate, and you don't use a lot of slang. Like you speak like proper English.
My friend William says it's because I correct his grammar. He hates that.
So it's just a joke to tease.
My own parents call me a white girl, so.
Your own parents?
Yes.
Okay, Dad. Okay. Just explain it.
You're like more bougie like one, you know?
Bougie? Really, Dad? Really?
No, because you like say like 100 times. So only white girls say like. Like, you know, like.
Okay, look. I may act a little bougie and talk a certain way, and it may seem like my whole life is planned out. But that does not mean I'm going to win a Nobel Peace Prize. What people don't notice is that I'm not doing everything I say I am.
At this time, I call this meeting to order.
Here I am at Model UN. It's like mock trial, but it's mock United Nations.
I'll yield the rest of my time to Gabon for
the
that
The kids
question.
Here are very ambitious.
I love the spirit of it. The idea of many nations getting together and trying to solve an issue. I love running the parliament, just, you know, kicking it with different laws.
What teenager says they like to kick it with laws? Anyway, today we're pretending we're on the Security Council. And since I'm China, I'm supposed to be running the debate. But instead, I'm spending most of the day coloring my notebook. Pretty soon, the director comes over and tells me I need to speak more.
Numbers, so maybe you can talk about what she just addressed the committee.
You're right.
Have fun a little. It's exciting.
Here it is, my moment of glory.
Do we have any other washes on the floor?
And it came and went. What if I say something wrong and it comes out sounding stupid? Only my friends aren't fooled by my whole high achiever act.
Yeah, you're always late, man. Why are you always late for?
They understand exactly who I am.
Short.
Not physically.
You are my best buddy of procrastinating. Super lazy.
Susan Rice said, "We are all who we say we are and who we want to be." That would be great, stitched on a pillow. But let's face it, I'm not who people think I am, and I have no clue who I want to be. I found this quiz on the State Department's website to see if I'm really cut out to be a diplomat.
God, if my dad was up snoring.
Ignore him. The living room is my bedroom, and my dad is taking a nap on the couch. Ask yourself, would I enjoy traveling frequently to foreign lands? Ooh, yay. Having high levels of responsibility. I won't lie, I'm lazy. I know I said I wanted Susan Rice's job, but I'm afraid I'm going to get bored and just be like, I don't want to do this right now. Have you ever procrastinated?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to meet somebody who hasn't procrastinated on occasion. Have you?
Yeah, I'm a big procrastinator.
I didn't even finish the State Department test.
I don't like long tests. I really don't. Why did I do this to myself?
Maybe it's time I put my plan in a wood chopper, shred it, and dance under the pieces. But before I do that, I need to come up with a plan B. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Melissa Best.